Good morning, everyone. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday news report. This report is about corporal punishment in Hong Kong. Corporal punishment means when a parent hits their child in a form of punishment. So if the child does a naughty thing, the parents will hit them or slap them. It's been banned in schools since 1991, but a child rights group wants to ban it completely so that parents will not be able to punish their children by hitting them. Okay, more than half of the children in a four-month study have corporal punishment inflicted on them by their parents, a children's rights group has revealed. The survey by Against Child Abuse interviewed 1,562 children aged from 6 to 13. It found 847, or 54%, of the children had experienced corporal punishment by their parents. Hong Kong introduced a law in 1991 banning corporal punishment in schools. The legislation does not include homes. Dr. Jessica Ho Oi Chow, Director of Against Child Abuse, urged the government to bring in a total ban on corporal punishment. Conducted between November and February, the study found 75% of the children were hit with hands and objects such as hangers or rulers were also used. Almost 70% of the children said they received punishment occasionally, while 5% were punished daily. Children were punished due to unsatisfactory academic performance, daily habits such as playing computer games, and refusal to obey parents. Miss Lee, a mother of two who came to Hong Kong from the mainland in 2012, used to spank her child at least once a month. She said she often got irritated by her eldest daughter, who did not listen to her and did her homework slowly. I always scolded her and beat her with hangers. She never held my hand when going out. It was always either she or I at the back, Lee said. The study, in which 608 parents were also polled, found more than half understood that corporal punishment worsened parent-child relationships, but the parents were not aware of a proper way to teach children. Lee said she became less angry with her daughter after visiting a child protection home as part of a scheme in which volunteers shared positive teaching methods. I now encourage and praise her more when she has homework problems. She is more willing to hold my hand, Lee said. Okay, now I'm going to introduce Alexander Cheung from 4C, and he's going to give you his view on this article.
I agree with this article. Child abuse could lead to mental sickness and psychological issues such as depression, anger management problems, and over-reliance on violence. Some of the child abuse victims could abuse their children when they become parents, which causes a vicious circle. Facing non-reasonable violence during early age will affect the way abused children deal with difficulties and emotions. In serious cases, it could turn children into potential criminals. Parents should stop using corporal punishment to provide a healthy childhood to their children.
Thank you, Alexander. Well done. Okay, now Alexander is going to repeat these words after me, just so that you understand the proper pronunciation. Firstly, corporal punishment.
Corporal punishment.
Hangers.
Hangers.
Scolded.
Scolded.
Revealed.
Revealed.
Obey.
Obey.
Praise.
Praised.
Abuse.
Abused.
Spank.
Spank.
Legislation.
Legislation.
Irritated.
Irritated.
Okay, final thing. As always, the English Cafe is open today. In fact, the English Room is open every day. But as it is summer timetable, it will be open earlier than is stated on the paper. So I guess if you come to the English Room after 12, from 12 o'clock, it will be open every day. So you can have your lunch there. And of course, today is a special day when we can check the answers to the Tuesday news. And also you can get free coffee, hot chocolate, and Milo. We've got lots of Milo and Ovaltine as well with Mr. Lane. Okay, hope to see you then after 12 o'clock. Have a great day. Goodbye.